pleasant hello to you, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host this hour for another program of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. It's another mixed bag today, a veritable potpourri of selections on this edition of the Shellac Stack. We'll be hearing everything from vocalists to dance bands to cowboy songs, some mandolin instrumentals coming up. It's going to be a fun hour, and I thank you very much for tuning in. We'll go ahead and start with a song that comes from the 1929 musical Mr. Cinders. It was written by the British composing team of Vivian Ellis and Clifford Gray. The song is called Spread a Little Happiness. In the original show, it was sung by Bobby Howes, but the recording I'm about to feature, which was made in March of 1929, features Beatrice Hale, better known as Benny Hale, singing it. She was also in that 1929 production, and it's this record, I think, that became the most famous version of the tune. Incidentally, later on, the British singer Sting revived it in 1982 for a film called Brimstone and Treacle, and I think he does a pretty decent job of it. But we're going to start where it all began in 1929, Benny Hale singing with Al Storita and his Novelty Orchestra, a pleasant way to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack. British Columbia record number 5334, here's Spread a Little Happiness.
I've got a creed for every need, so easy that it must succeed. I'll set it down for you to read, so please take heed. Keep off the gloom, let in the sun, that's my advice to everyone. Only once you pass this way, so day by day. Even though the darkest clouds are in the sky, when things go wrong, you mustn't sigh. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Just try. What's the use of worrying or feeling?
Lovely song, a beautiful, bittersweet melody that's called Spread a Little Happiness, recorded in March of 1929 in London, sung for us by Benny Hale. Benny Hale, incidentally, had been born in Liverpool. In 1899, she made her theatrical professional debut in 1916 in the musical comedy Follow the Crowd, started appearing in films in 1927, and had a career that lasted well into the 1950s. She died in 1984. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And we're going to move into the mid to late 30s now. First, a selection by Duke Ellington and his orchestra featuring Ivy Anderson singing it. The song is called Love is Like a Cigarette. This was recorded in New York, February 28, 1936, issued on Brunswick record number 7627. After that, one of my favorite female vocalists of the early to mid 30s, Lee Wiley, singing with Max Kaminsky's orchestra, a record on the Liberty Music Shop label, number L284. It's a great song by George and Ira Gershwin called Sweet and Low Down, a song that came out quite some years earlier, maybe about 15 years before this record was made in November of 1939. So, two songs with some wonderful female vocalists. First, Ivy Anderson singing Love is Like a Cigarette.
I can recommend to you, peps you up like electricity when the band is blowing blue. They play nothing classic, oh no, down there. They play nothing else but the low down there. If you need a tonic, and the need is chronic. If you're in a crisis, my advice is grab a cab and go down where the band is playing. Milk and honey flow down, everybody sing blow. That's sweet and low down. Busy as a beaver, you dance until you totter. Sure to get the fever, nothing could be hotter than no. That's sweet and low down. Philosopher and deacon, you simply have to weaken. Hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat. Professor, stop your beat. Come on, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, shouting to the nation, blow. That's sweet and low down.
Such a sweet voice she had. That's Lee Wiley singing with Max Kaminsky's orchestra, a song that came from the 1925 production of Tiptoes. Words and music by George and Ira Gershwin. The song was Sweet and Low Down, recorded in New York City on November 14th, 1939 for the Liberty Music Shop label. Before that, Ivy Anderson singing with Duke Ellington's orchestra. We heard Love is Like a Cigarette, from February of 1936, and I might dispute that analogy. Does love cause cancer? I don't know. Well, before I dig myself in too deep, let's continue on to some other records here. And up next, I've got a trio of cowboy songs for no particular reason other than I saw these on the shelf and thought they might make a nice little set for you. So we're going to start with Carl T. Sprague, a guy who was born near Houston, Texas in 1895, started learning cowboy songs when he was a child. He went to Texas A&M and then later served in World War I. After graduating from college in 1922, he started singing on the radio and apparently was heard by the people at Victor Records, who invited him to Camden, New Jersey in 1925 to make his first records. He recorded all the way up until about 1929. The record we're going to hear is from fairly early on in that little four-year tenure with Victor, June 22nd, 1926. As I say, it's one that Carl T. Sprague wrote himself called The Cowboy's Dream. After that, we'll head out to Oakland, California, a record made by Harry McClintock under the pseudonym of simply Mac, in quotation marks, Victor V40016. Incidentally, the Victor V40,000 series was often used by Victor to designate country records or hillbilly records in the late 1920s. The song we'll hear by Harry McClintock is called Get Along, Little Doggies. You'll probably recognize it. The label does say doggies. I think it's supposed to be little dogies, D-O-G-I-E-S, another term for cows, but apparently somebody at Victor didn't realize that, and the label says Get Along, Little Doggies. From March of 1928. And then we'll finish the set with Brother Bones and His Shadows, a little bit of a jazzed up rendition of I've Got Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle. This recorded for the Tempo Music label, record number 692 from about 1948. Song, incidentally, by Frank Lesser and Joseph Lilly. Let's start this set then with Carl T. Sprague, recorded in 1926, The Cowboy's Dream. Thank you.
Last night as I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would drift to that sweet by and by. I know there is many a stray cowboy who'll be lost at that great final stage, when he might have gone into green pastures had he known of the dim narrow trail. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, little doggies, roll on. I wonder if ever a cowboy stood ready for that judgment day and could say to the boss of the riders, I'm ready, come drive me away. For they like the cows that are local, them feed at the sight of a hay, and be dragged with the rope to the roundup, or get marked by some crooked man's friend. We are told of another big owner whose narrow was not, so they say, who always makes room for a sinner who drifts from that straight narrow way. You can bet he will never forget you, that he knows every action. For safety, you'd better get branded, have your name in that great tally
book. One morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher a-riding along. His head was throwed back, and his spurs was a-jingling, as he approached me a-singing this song. Whoopee-tie-i-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, none of my own. Whoopee-tie-i-yo, get along, little dogies, you know Wyoming will be your new home. Early in spring we round up the dogies, mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off their tails, round up our horses and load the chuck wagon, then throw the dogies out on the trail. Whoopee-tie-i-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, none of my own. Whoopee-tie-i-yo, get along, little dogies, you know Wyoming will be your new home. Some boys go with a trail herd for pleasure, that's where they get it most awfully wrong. You haven't no idea the trouble they give us while the little dogies go rolling along. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, none of our own. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, you know Wyoming will be your new home. Their mothers was left away down in Texas, where the Jimson weed and the sandburrs grow. All that they eat was mesquite and cholla, but now they are trailing to Idaho. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, none of my own. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, you know Wyoming will be your new home. They'll all be soup for Uncle Sam's engines. Beep, heap, beep, I hear them cry. Get along, get along, get along, little dogies, the engines will get you by and by. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune, none of my own. Whoopie tie, I-O, get along, little dogies, you know Wyoming will be your new home.
He's got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
For more than half a century, fade-out endings have been ubiquitous in pop music, but in 1948, when that record was made, fade-out endings were still relatively uncommon. That was Brother Bones whistling and playing the bones. Brother Bones and his Shadows, I've Got Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle, tempo record number TR-692. Before that, we heard Harry McClintock, a.k.a. Mac, Victor record number V-40016, recorded in Oakland, California, March 1st, 1928. Get Along Little Dogies, sometimes known simply as Whoopie-Tai-Yi-Yo, and incorrectly listed on the label here as Get Along Little Doggies. As I mentioned before playing the record, Dogies, D-O-G-I-E-S, refers to motherless calves in the Old West. Incidentally, that song, or the melody anyway, of Get Along Little Dogies, can be traced back to a traditional Irish ballad about an old man rocking a cradle. The version that we know now, the cowboy version, wasn't mentioned for the first time until 1893 when it appears in the Journal of Owen Wister. And following that appearance, the song was published in 1910 in John Lomax's Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads. This recording by Harry McClintock in 1928 is supposedly the first ever made of the song. We started off the set with Carl T. Sprague, Victor 20122, one of Sprague's own compositions called The Cowboy's Dream, that was recorded in June of 1926. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, and I've got a pair of dance band records for you now. First, Elmer Feldkamp and his orchestra, recorded in about August of 1933 in New York City for the Crown label. My copy of this is on Crown's subsidiary label, Gem. And if Crown records are tough to find, Gem records, which is spelled G-E-M, almost never turn up. When they do, though, they're pretty much duplicates of Crown records, just the labels are different. This is Gem record number 3521, which, if found on the Crown label, would be Crown 3521. The song is a good one. It's called It Isn't Fair, and we'll hear Elmer Feldkamp himself singing the vocal. After that, we'll hear from Benny Goodman's Modernists, a Vocalion record. At least it shows up on Vocalion in the UK, which is where this pressing comes from, Vocalion 12-A. Tony Sacco, the vocalist, on I'm Getting Sentimental Over You from September 11th, 1934. So, two good tunes of the early 30s, starting with Elmer Feldkamp, It Isn't Fair. Thank you.
Could live without love. Now I must admit love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me because I'm sentimental over you.
Have Benny Goodman recording just a few months before he really hit it big. That record dates from September of 1934. Tony Sacco was the vocalist for I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, a song, of course, long associated with Tommy Dorsey. It's nice to hear an alternative version from the period. That was a British Vocalion record, number 12, from the Vocalion Swing series. Before that, Elmer Feldkamp and his orchestra, Elmer Feldkamp singing It Isn't Fair, from August of 1933, Gem record number 3521. Well, a few months ago, I did some traveling. I was away from home for a couple of weeks, and when I returned, I noticed that there were some yellow jackets, wasps, going in and out of a crack by my front door. Of course, I was concerned that I might be stung or that the mailman or visitors might be stung, so I started taking steps to try to rid myself of this yellow jacket nest. I first tried some poison sprays, I tried some glue pads, but they were tough critters. They just didn't seem to be deterred. They obviously had pretty well established themselves. So eventually we got professional help, and the wasps, I'm happy to say, are now no longer there. But it did get me thinking about wasps and bees. And of course, yellow jackets, I know, are not bees. They are wasps. Nevertheless, there aren't all that many records about wasps. So I'm going to instead play you three records about bees, because there are quite a few of those. We'll start first with the Plaza Theater Orchestra, conducted by Frank Tours. This is a British recording made in 1929. Issued in the United States on Columbia 1962-D, an instrumental called The Busy Bee. And it has a French subtitle, Morceau Caractéristique. After that, we'll hear Irving and Jack Kaufman, Victor 18553, from April of 1919, a song called When the Bees Make Honey, down in sunny Alabama. And we'll finish off this set with Harry James and his orchestra and his famous rendition of the Flight of the Bumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov, recorded here for the Varsity label, record number 8298, from May of 1940. And it's quite an impressive record. So three bee records in celebration of no longer having bees, or wasps, rather, by my front door, let's start with the Plaza Theater Orchestra. Here's The Busy Bee.
Like telling the world I'm happy and gay. I just feel like telling you why I'm feeling that way. This is just the time of the year when bees start to buzz, and I've got a bee in my bonnet simply because
when the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to a honeysuckle home where my folks live all alone. They're like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm going to make a beeline straight for home, that's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with a honey lamb. And on some Sunday afternoon, if I don't get sung, there'll be a honeymoon. When the bees make honey down in sunny O-U-L-A-B-A-M-A. I will be the busiest bee that you ever knew, sipping honey all through the day, that's just what I'll do. When the bees are buzzing away near some rosemary, how I long to bumble around, just take it from me. When the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to a honeysuckle home where my folks live all alone. They're like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home, that's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with my honey lamb. And on some
red dawn, there'll be a honeymoon when the bees make honey down in sunny old Alabama. When the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to a honeysuckle home where my folks live all alone. They're like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home, that's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with my honey lamb. And on some Sunday afternoon, if I don't get stung, there'll be a honeymoon. When the bees make honey down in sunny O-U-L-A-B-A-M.
Before you send PETA after me, I should point out that yes, I did make sure they were yellow jackets, wasps, that I was getting rid of around my front door, and not honeybees. Of course, honeybees in something of a difficult spot these days, and we want to do what we can to help them out. But those pesky wasps, on the other hand, a different story. Happily, the wasps are now gone, but the memory lingers on, so to speak. So inspired by them, I played some bee records. First, The Busy Bee, played by the Plaza Theater Orchestra, directed by Frank Tours, recorded in 1929. After that, from 1919, brothers Irving Kaufman and Jack Kaufman with When the Bees Make Honey, down in sunny Alabama. And we wrapped up the set with a varsity record by Harry James and his orchestra, Flight of the Bumblebee, recorded in May of 1940. And some pretty impressive stuff that. Well, we heard Irving Kaufman just a few moments ago, and we'll hear him again in a few moments from now, as Confidential Charlie, that's how he's credited on the label, of this Harmony record, number 142-H, recorded March 4th, 1926. The song is Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? After that, we'll hear the DePace brothers playing mandolins, a recording for the Pathé Actuel label. 020546 is the catalog number from April of 1921. We'll hear Valse Moderne, written by the DePace brothers. And we'll wrap up the set and this edition of the Shellac Stack program with Mrs. Percy Winrick, That's how she's credited on the label. Her name was Dolly Connolly, and she'll sing one of her husband's own compositions, The Red Rose Rag, that Percy Winrick wrote with Edward Madden. This record dates from May 26, 1911. It's Columbia A1028. But first, let's start this set with Irving Kaufman as Confidential Charlie. Here's Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh?
Wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. He hasn't even kissed her yet. He leaves her when she turns him down, comes back again, and hangs around waiting for one kiss while he pleads like this. Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, now why do you refuse? Why, I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me lose? I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world, but what's a little kiss between a fellow and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, and I'll give it right back for you. It's been a year since first they met. He hasn't quite succeeded yet. You know, a month ago, he held her hand. His patience, why, I can't understand that they're engaged. Why, that don't mean a thing. He's in a rage. Takes back his ring. Gives it back once more. While he stops to roar. Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? Promise you won't resist, will ya, huh? You can hold my hands behind my back. Why, if I'm bold, just give my face a smack. Or give me a little break, will ya, huh? How do you think that I'll stay true? You know I wanna marry you, and it should be rehearsed. And anyhow, a fella ought to get a sample first. Or give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And you'll love it when I get you.
That's Dolly Connolly, Mrs. Percy Winrick, singing on a Columbia record from 1911, The Red Rose Rag. Before that, Valse Moderne, played by the Depache brothers from a Pathé Actuel 78 from 1921. And we started the set in 1926 with Irving Kaufman singing under the pseudonym of Confidential Charlie, Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? Harmony record number 142. Well, we have time to slip in one more short title, so we'll hear from Sammy Spear and his Society 8, a Mercury record made in 1953. The song is by Billy Rose and Con Conrad, and this record is self-announcing.
The year 1924. I'm gonna bring a watermelon to my girl tonight.
Bought an apple, she let me hold her hand. When I brought an orange, we kissed to beat the band. When I brought bananas, she hugged me all her might. I'm gonna bring a watermelon to my girl tonight. When I brought an apple, she let me hold her hand. When I brought an orange, we kissed to beat the band. When I brought bananas, she hugged me all her might. I'm gonna bring a watermelon to my girl tonight.
And with the song, I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight, Mercury Records 70318, played by Sammy Spear and his Society 8, that is all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I'd like to thank you, as always, for taking the time to tune in and listen to these 78 RPM records with me. I hope you had as much fun as I did, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Until then, take care. So long.